Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
All right. Welcome back to, this is hosted by Matthew McConaughey, apparently. Welcome back to another week of the Creative Rise podcast. I'm so glad you were here. This episode is going to be so good. It's going to be so beneficial for you to listen to because it is going to be covering one of the most common problems that we all run into when you are starting your career. Hey, can you do this for me, but can you do it for free, right? Or can I send you the product? Can you do this for free? So let me give you a little bit of backstory on how we actually got to this episode. So Christy and I just got home literally like 2 days ago at the time of recording this podcast from something we like to call our Creative Rise Inner Circle 4-day retreat. Now you say, what is the Inner Circle 4-day retreat? Well, let's work our way backwards here. The Inner Circle is a group once a year. It's a hand-selected, hand-picked group of Creative Rise Mastermind grads, the Creative Rise 6-week mastermind that we run twice a year. It is the graduates from that get put in a pool, and we hand-select some of the top performers out of that to be invited to Palm Desert in California in the wintertime, so it's nice and warm, ideally. And what we do is we actually get to work on each other's businesses for 4 days in the desert. It is phenomenal. It's a bunch of high-performing, high-valued businesses all coming together to make each other's businesses better. So we've been doing that for a few years, and we just ran the last one a couple days ago, and it was unbelievable. Like, best one we've ever done by far. The quality of people that were there was just unmatched. The quality of businesses that were there was unmatched. We have loved every single one of these, by the way. Like, they've all been incredible. This one just had like just a little bit of extra spice. The people were incredible. Their commitment to each other was incredible. The energy was incredible. Like, I mean, it was just high energy the whole time. People just going, helping each other. And Mr. Colin Yen was one of the guys there. So Colin, a little bit of backstory on him. Colin came through our round 10 of the 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind back in the fall of 2023. And he came into it because he was like, hey, I'm transitioning from being in a full-time job to wanting to transition to go full-time as a creator. And he's like, my business is actually doing pretty good, but I feel like I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. I need to get some more systems in here. So he went through that. He killed it last year. He actually ended up making 6 figures, 99 point like something on the dot actually. And then he told me after that he forgot to invoice somebody for another like $1,000. So the dude made over 6 figures last year, not even working full-time, which is incredible. Colin came to the mastermind, and then he got invited to come to the Inner Circle, and he decided to show up. He decided to come, and man, we had the best time over the last couple of days down in the desert with Colin. We had the best time with everybody there, but let me tell you how this episode came to be. So the end of the retreat has come, and I mean, we were all hitting it off with Colin the whole time. He's a great, great dude, super talented, so knowledgeable, and at the end of the retreat, he wasn't leaving for like another hour. A car of people left to go to the airport to fly out of, you know, Palm Springs. And he was still hanging around with a couple of other people. And so naturally, Colin being Colin, one of the things I love about him is he's not afraid to ask a good question. So he comes up to me, he says, hey, Joey, he goes, I got a question for you. How do you respond to people when they ask you, hey, can I send you some product and you can give me the content for free? Can we do a trade for product, right? Can we do a deal where I don't pay you and I give you the product, or quite frankly, I send you the product, maybe even have to ship it back. Like, how do I respond to that? Colin said a lot of his inbound deals and even a lot of the stuff he pitches on, he gets a response where they say, hey, we love what you do. We'd love to get some content from you. Can we send you some product in exchange for the content? And so I thought it was a great question. We started talking about it. I told them about my experience of hearing that countless times over the last decade of being a photographer and filmmaker, right? If you've been around for a little bit, you know that you get a lot of those responses. And I started telling him how I navigate that. And in the midst of that, we struck up a really good conversation. A couple of the people joined the convo. And then at the end of the conversation, I was like, man, we should go rip a podcast. Word for word, I said, do you want to go rip a pod? And he was like, a podcast right now? And I was like, yeah. And I said, hey, let's go set up in the backyard. So we went up and set up in the backyard. We ripped this podcast for you guys. I just thought it was such a valuable conversation. His insights into it are so good. Hopefully my, you know, contribution to that conversation is also going to be incredibly valuable for you today on how you can navigate people asking you to do things for free in exchange for product. So love Colin. The dude's a photographer. He's an outdoor adventurer. He's a content strategist, I would call him. His way that he would describe himself, he is a backcountry cook and photographer. Like, he's just got such a cool business model. The dude has blown up in the last year. His business has taken off. 2024 is going to be incredible for him. So before we get into that convo, though, there's two things that I need to tell you about come this week at Creative Rise. This has been a long time coming this week. And the reason why I say this is because we have two things going on. There's actually three things going on this week that are quite important. Two of them involve us, and then, you know, one of them does not involve us, but I'm going to remind you of it for all you men listening. This week coming up is Valentine's Day. You might be listening to this on Valentine's Day. If there is a specific female in your life that you would classify as special, please, this is your reminder, don't forget, go and do something about her, okay? That is number one. The day after Valentine's Day, we have something called the Sell Like a Six-Figure free virtual live workshop that's happening, okay? So a couple weeks ago, Christy and I were talking to a few people about sales as a photographer and filmmaker, and we noticed, as we've known for years, that there's just not a ton of good free resources for people to learn about sales as a photographer and filmmaker. I know when I first started my career almost a decade ago, it was very difficult for me to feel comfortable on a sales call, very difficult for me to understand how to go back and forth in an email chain and understand how to sell somebody on something, right? How to pitch an offer well, and then how to actually get them to the point of sale and close the sale. Now, I've learned some things over the years. I've learned sales does not have to feel awkward. It does not have to feel uncomfortable. Sales is not a sleazy, slimy, it's all about me game. Sales should actually be all about how you are giving value to the client, how what you are about to do is for their benefit, right? So as I started to learn these things, I've learned a lot of different tools that have become really effective on helping me become better at sales as a photographer and filmmaker. And I'd love to share those with you. So this week, Thursday, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, PST, 4:30 p.m. PST, 7:30 East Coast time if you're in North America. If you're in Australia or New Zealand, it's in the morning time for you. If you're in the UK, you got to wake up in the middle of the night to come to this, but I promise you we'll make it worth your time. So if you show up to this training, we're going to probably go for about 2 hours, two-ish hours. Here's what you're going to get. We're going to teach you how to craft a six-figure offer because sales is always going to suck if you're selling the wrong thing. Number two is we're actually going to teach you the five sales secrets over the last decade that we have developed that have helped make sales way easier, not just easier though, actually effective. It actually helps us close deals in our own businesses as photographers and filmmakers. We're going to teach you those five secrets. And then this is my favorite part. We're going to do some Q&A at the end, but we're also going to do a live sales call demo where I'm going to invite one brave panelist to come up. And they're going to go face to face with me, and I'm going to get them to pitch me on their services, and then I'm going to turn around with the limited knowledge I have on their business, and I'm going to repitch them. And then we're going to learn from the two differences and go, what was good about both that we should take forward into our sales pitches, and what was not good about either one of those that we should not do, right? We're going to debunk that stuff a little bit. So it's going to be a phenomenal evening. I would love for you to come. It's completely free. We only have 100 spots, and at the time of recording this, we are filling up very quick. So all you got to do is go to creativerise.com/sales. I would love to see you there. Would love to see your face on that call. Be great to take you from a podcast listener to someone who actually shows up on the calls and we can get to meet you there. I would love to engage with you, interact with you live. So that is number one. All you have to do, link in the description of this podcast, creativerise.com/sales/sales. The second one is this, guys. Some of you have been waiting months since last fall to get the opportunity to apply for the six-week Creative Rise Mastermind, which is our signature absolute shortcut to helping you build the foundation to a six-figure business in just 6 weeks, right? Rather than you taking years to find all this information online about how you can actually build a good business by solving business problems with business problems, right? And stop trying to solve business problems with like different creative strategies and actually solve it with business strategies, right? So getting the tools, getting the strategies you need to grow your business in just 6 weeks, we've run this thing 10 times over the last almost 5 years. This August will be the 5-year anniversary of the first round of the Creative Rise Mastermind we ran. Crazy. It has helped so many people go full-time and build phenomenal businesses. It's helped over 100 people build a six-figure business, and it's helped dozens of people build multiple six-figure businesses since 2019. We got tons of content you get lifetime access to in there, which is incredible. Every single week, we meet on Zoom live, face-to-face, to actually help you build your business as a community. Phenomenal. And then we have pod strategy calls, which is where you meet with your accountability group. And then Christy and I actually jump on in and get our hands dirty in your own business to help you create a better growth plan for 2024. There's constant community group chats going. There's so much stuff that allocates to people actually getting incredible results. So if you have any interest in being in that, if you're already on the wait list, awesome. because that application is coming to you super soon. Public application goes live on the 18th. But this week, I told you, it's a big week. People are going to get access to that earlier this week, near the end of the week. So stay tuned for that. I'm so excited. If you want to grow your business like you never have before in 2024, or even like Colin. Colin mentions how you went through it in this episode. If you want to fast track how quickly you can grow your business as a photographer, as a filmmaker, as a content strategist, you know, as an influencer, as whatever you are in the creative spaces, you're service-based creative, this could be a great opportunity for you. So I'd encourage you to check it out and see if it would be the right fit for you. CreativeRise.com. It's got all the information. Link is in the description. Other than that, guys, I'm so excited for you to listen to today's episode with Colin Yen. Dude is an all-star, absolute legend, one of the most kind, nicest people that I've gotten the chance to spend some time with recently, which has been epic. So, Colin, if you're listening to this, I so appreciate getting to spend a couple days with you, man. Cannot wait to help you keep growing your business this year. Thank you for being on the show and blessing everybody with this phenomenal conversation on how to actually navigate through somebody wanting to do a trade for product deal. And we all know here at Creative Rise, we're all about helping you get paid to do what you love. We don't always like trade for product deals. So here's my conversation with Colin Yen. Mr. Colin Yen, welcome to the pod. So we just, we're sitting inside. I was like having a conversation. You asked me a question. Mm-hmm. And we are here down in beautiful Palm Springs. It's sunny today. It's gorgeous. We are at our last day of our four-day Inner Circle retreat, which if you don't know what that is, it is for members who have gone through the Creative Rise Mastermind, who have hit the six-figure club, get invited to apply to come down for a four-day retreat once a year. And we just go after it. We've done a lot of fun stuff. We've ate well. You like food. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, we will.
You like food. We've ate well. We've had a ton of fun. But dude, so glad to have you on the pod. I was like, we got to rip a pod about this because this is a really good topic. So quickly intro yourself. We always do this with guests. Name, where you're from, what your business is. Start there.
All right. So my name's Colin. And so my business is I'm on Instagram and I cook food outdoors. Mm. That's what it is.
A pretty cool business.
Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Yeah. So you and then you monetize that through brand partnerships. Mm-hmm. So you give a ton of value online about how you can cook pretty much anywhere in the world. Certain gear you can take anywhere into the mountains.
Hopefully most places.
Yes, hopefully most places. And then you monetize your business by partnering with brands and using their cooking gear or their jackets.
Arcteryx BC ambassador guy.
Yeah. So
I'm from Vancouver.
Yeah, from Vancouver. Okay, cool. So when did you get into this?
I got into this about 3 years ago. Kind of stumbled upon it. I started like trying to find different hikes on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's a huge like hole in the industry for like educational but beautiful hiking videos. And then as I stepped into that, I was like, oh, I gotta like maybe build a social if I want to actually make this something cool.
Yeah.
And so I posted this like cooking reel because my friends and I, we cook a little bit differently than most people outdoors.
Yes.
And so
A lot differently.
Maybe a lot.
You're making beautiful meals in the outdoors. Yeah.
I was inspired by a lot of my friends, and we started cooking meals together, and we filmed one of those, and people just loved it. Mm-hmm. And so that was after like my first video that got like I think it was like 30-40K views. I had brands reaching out to me like probably within like a month or so, which was crazy.
Crazy. Okay, so. You said brands reaching out to me. That's the whole point of why we're going to do this podcast, because that is the topic of what we were just talking about inside. But before we get there, you've grown your business in a really cool way. So you're not even full time yet.
No.
So you have been working another job that you've been committed to for years, another passion of yours, and you are transitioning into becoming a full time creator. Yet, what did your business do last year?
We made $99K.
And you should have called me. I would have sent you $1,000.
You know what's wild is that I realized it was like 99 and 750.
Okay.
But I realized that I actually did work for a company, but I forgot to invoice them. And it came to my because we were supposed to do two projects, and I only did the first half because we were like, well, we'll wait to do the second half.
Yes.
And I could have invoiced them.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like just
yes, over. Yes. So you're working a full-time job. You're in your first year, and you've built this beautiful business, which is so cool. So congratulations, by the way. We've been talking about that this whole week, but. A lot of people are going to be asking, well, how do you do that, right? And we could podcast on 100 topics because you've got a wealth of knowledge on how you've done that, which is so cool. But the topic I want to talk about today is you just pulled me aside and asked me a question. Why don't you introduce what that question was?
Right. So because the vast majority of the income coming to the business is through brand deals, you get a lot of brand deals coming in. I was fortunate enough to get like a lot of brands that came into me, and I didn't have to actually go out and pitch as much. I was very lucky in that way. I wouldn't say that's sustainable, but
yes,
I had a lot of brands coming out to me. But I would say that 70% of those people that were coming in were saying, hey, I would love to send you this product if you gave me a piece of content or a content and a story for this. And I think at some point you're like, wait, I can't just keep taking all these free deals in. So I was trying to figure out, what does it look like when I get that email? What is the best or most appropriate response to have to them in order to take someone who wants a free piece of content and turn it into a paying client?
Yes. How do you go from free to fee?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and for you, that's very, very applicable to your business model, because your business model has a lot of inbound traffic for people wanting to do paid deals. But you said, what'd you say? The breakdown was maybe like 70% of them that you get typically are like trade for product, which is probably pretty industry standard. Like if you're listening to this and you are starting to build a social following, you know, or even if you're pitching brands, a lot of people will respond and say, hey, we can't pay you, but we could give you this product for free.
Right.
If you can do this for free, right?
Yeah.
So what did we talk about?
Or it's like the classic, like, oh, we don't have budget for that, right? No.
Yes. Totally. So we just had probably a 5 to 10 minute conversation there about it. You brought up some things. I brought up some things. Actually, some other people brought up some things.
Yeah,
and what's one or two things that you learned that you would love to just contribute to everybody listening to the podcast today that also wants to learn how to go from free projects to feed projects, paid projects?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that you were saying that stood out to me was that we need to separate ourselves from people that will do it for free. Because there are people, there are so many creators out there that will do it for free.
Yeah.
And that's still good business for the brands.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing for them to look for, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, but I think there's something about showing your value is what you were telling me. It's like, I want to make sure that like, if I just do a bit of comparison, but not in like a negative way, but show like, hey, there's a difference in the product that you're getting, or even the whole experience that you're getting when you come with me, as opposed to someone who's free.
Yes.
So whether that's like better communication or mood boarding, pitching in like showing the overall concept instead of like with free projects, I feel like there's this kind of lackadaisical attitude where it's like, okay, I'm just going to do it and whatever they get is whatever they get, because they just gave me free product for it and whatever. Being able to separate yourself, I think, was the biggest thing to do. And you were telling me about Loom, which was sick.
Yeah. I was like, hey, so but Loom, so just to recap what you were saying, we'll touch on the Loom thing. Like, I love you just said, in order to go from free to paid, you got to stop offering the same offer as all the free people.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we don't come at that going, oh, I'm so discouraged and I'm so mad. These stupid brands constantly wanting to get my work for free. And that's what a lot of creatives do. And it's just not helpful, right?
Yeah.
It makes you look bad. It makes you look ungrateful for the opportunity they're even considering you.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not going to get you the paid work, right? So coming at that from an angle of, hey, I actually super understand why you would ever want to pitch me on free stuff, because you're running a business, you've got profitability targets, right? However, as you just said, there's a couple differences between people that do things for free and people that actually do things for paid jobs. And if you hire me, you are going to get a different outcome than if you probably just keep sending free product to people. And I love that you said, it's not even necessarily about just the content. I mean, your content's amazing, but we both know any content I make or you make, there's other people that can make content that's also really good.
Oh yeah.
But, and they might even do it for free.
And better, maybe.
Yeah, maybe better, right? But what they can't always replicate, and this is typically what you don't see in the free space when it comes to brands getting work for free, as you said, you don't see really good communication. You definitely don't see fast and efficient delivery times. You don't see like strategy prior to the shoot. The free exchange looks more like, hey, Colin, I'm going to send you stuff. And you're like, great, yeah, I'll take it and I'll shoot you photos and I'll send them back. Exactly, right? Rather than when someone works with you from a paid perspective, you know, there's opportunity to go, hey, let's jump on a call. I would love to actually break this down from a strategy side.
Yeah.
And let's come up with like some really good targets of what we know is going to work for this campaign, right? So one of the things I also mentioned there is I've got buddies that run brands and they love the free stuff, but they also say there's problems with it. And they say getting free content from creatives when we pitch them, it's always okay, but it's never perfect.
Right.
It's if we're wanting something for an ad, it's always like 70 or 80% of the way there, but like there's something just off with the way they're standing or the product, or You know, it's not exactly how we would have done it if we had hired someone to do it for us. So that's an opportunity as a paid, as someone who's trying to pitch the paid example and pitch the paid opportunity, is going, hey guys, free option's great. I'm just honored that you guys chose me. So we were talking about how you always want to, say, hey, first things first, I'm super honored, right? I'm really honored that you chose me to even have this conversation. Second, I always say that I'd like to point, and this is what we were talking about inside, I like to point out something in their brand that I think they're doing well. Mm-hmm. So I honor them, I then encourage them, and then I position myself and separate myself from, here's what paid creative looks like when you work with me versus here's what a free opportunity might look like with someone else. And the ROI is just going to be way higher, guys, mm-hmm. you know, over here. So I love that. So what are you going to be implementing into that? I know you talked about Loom. So talk to everybody that's listening about what is the Loom thing that we were just talking about?
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of creators that when they spend so much time on social media, like you also understand like what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. So you kind of already have this extra bit of expertise mm-hmm. that you can share with friends. And so looking at things like doing a social audit. And so you were talking about Loom, where it's like you get to showcase your personality because you film a video of yourself going through their Instagram, showing them different things that they might be missing or stuff like that.
Yes.
And it really...
Areas of opportunity.
Yeah. And it showcases your knowledge and already starts to provide that a little bit degree of separation between you and a free creator.
Totally.
It's just that I feel like intentionality is everything.
100%.
You show so much intentionality behind your care for the brand by sending them a video and not just this long drawn out email that often says very little and a lot to read. And so I think those are the things that I would begin to implement after having our conversation.
What are the things that can just make you go the extra mile, right? Like, where do all creatives go to? What's the line? And then if you can just step over that line, you're now in a league of your own, right? And it's going to be so much easier. So, okay.
This actually reminds me of what my mom used to say to me. She's like, Colin, you always got to go above and beyond. And it's a way of just going
exactly,
above
right?
And beyond.
Exactly.
Everyone else. And that's how you get paid instead of just getting these free deals.
Exactly, right? Like, you can't expect to get paid and take somebody from free to fee if... your response to their email, what you're offering them, just looks like all the other free people, right? Like you cannot expect to get a different outcome. So you've got to create a different system of talking to them. You have to create a different offer to respond to them with. Mm-hmm. And you've got to do it in a way, which you're talking about Loom, that's a little bit unique, right? Mm-hmm. So you're standing out, and that is a phenomenal way to go from free to fee. So, okay, we could go back and forth for another hour on all these other things. Actually, we need to get you back on the podcast to talk about more of your story and just other stuff. So that's coming.
Okay.
For everybody who's listening, who's like, I love listening to this dude, that's coming. Quickly talk to me about what some of your goals are this year, just like a goal or two you have, just to encourage some people that they should probably go for what they're going for this year. Like, how can you share a goal that might encourage someone to go for their goal as well this year?
Oh man, I have so many goals. We learned so much this weekend that it's hard to put into words the amount of things that I feel like I want to accomplish.
I get that.
But I definitely want to scale my business at least, I think it was 60% that we were going.
Yeah, 60%, which is insane. Yeah. And you've got a plan to do it though. But we've come up with a plan to do it. Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest thing for me is and this was the goal coming into the retreat and the goal that I hit leaving out is I have clarity in my business.
Yes.
I feel like there's so many creatives that run businesses and they're not actually clear on how to get from their monetary goals or even just their passion goals.
Yes.
And they don't know how to get there.
Mm.
They don't know how they got to where they were and they don't know how to get there. So I think continuing to move forward in my business with clarity would be one of the biggest goals of mine. And that's to just keep understanding different things, understanding the data behind, you know, are my pitches working? What is the percentages that brands are actually saying yes, or I'm generating leads, or are my lead magnets working? I can start to understand all that.
Yes.
And the more that I understand about my business and where the bottlenecks are and the areas of opportunity are, the more that I can gain clarity moving forward in the business. And then that helps me hit my monetary.
Yeah, 100%. This year's going to be a pursuit of clarity for you, right? You've gotten clarity this weekend and you're just going to continue to chase after that. So that's what you take out of that. Take that from Colin. you should be going after viciously the pursuit of clarity this year, because it's really tough to build something when you're unclear on how you're building it, right?
Yeah.
That's been what we've been talking about all weekend, like uninformed growth versus informed growth. Informed growth is knowing how you actually grew something so you can repeat it. It's predictable, right? Okay, last question for this episode, because we're going to get you back on.
Okay.
Last question for this episode. How has this environment, like the Creative Rise environment, everything that you were in the mastermind, round 10, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, round 10. Mm-hmm. You've now been to the inner circle. How has this environment helped you grow your business?
Man, how many ways? Well, one, like just like pure learning. Like I feel like coming from nothing, not having a marketing degree, I just like had no idea what I was doing. I felt like I was shooting in the dark. This, as we talk about clarity, helped provide so much clarity.
It's a goal.
I will say that is one part of it, but the biggest thing has been the people that you meet.
Yeah, 100%.
The community that Creative Rise builds, like people that encourage one another, sow into one another, invest in one another, and share knowledge with one another. I feel like I learned so much from you and Christy, but I also have learned an extreme wealth of knowledge
from everybody.
Other people here.
Yeah.
And everyone's just figuring it out, you know?
Yep.
And I love that we get to do that together.
Yeah.
So that's probably been the most valuable thing.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you said that. We actually spent, we'll wrap up this. We actually spent 3.5 hours at dinner last night.
Oh, yeah.
Going around and encouraging. There's 9 businesses here going on encouraging. Like, it's just the coolest thing. And that's by design, right? Because Christy and I mean, we've now done 160 something podcast episodes. I've been doing this for a couple years. And I don't have all the answers, right? I'll never have all the answers. I've got some answers from what's been helpful for me and what's been helpful for me helping all these other creatives over the last couple of years. But if I can go, hey, don't just learn from me. Why don't we put a bunch of people in a room, whether it's the mastermind where there's like 35 or whether it's, you know, something like this where there's only like under 10 businesses. Mm-hmm. You learn from everybody, which is so cool, right? And that's such a good model for growth and so much more. So if you're listening to this, go find that, whether it's through Creative Rise or through something else. Just tap into what Colin was talking about, where you're getting around creatives who understand you. They can encourage you. They actually call out value in you. Like, hey, Colin, I mean, we got to do that. I got to do this. I watched a lot of other people do that this week. Hey, like, Colin, you're great at this. You need to lean into this, right? Which is cool. So, okay, I love what you said about how to go from free to fee. Last two questions. Where does somebody find you? How can they connect with you online? Start there.
Okay, on Instagram, Camp with Col. If you like food and you like going outdoors, that might be the best place.
Yeah, it's definitely a place you should hang out if you're into those things. And then last but not least, you have absolutely ran into the very unknown world of building something you've never built before.
Right.
And going after something that you would probably call a dream and a passion of yours. Mm-hmm. Creative Rise exists for that. The podcast exists for that. So the last question we always ask people is, why is that worth it? Why has that been paying off and worth it for you? And what can you say to somebody else who's maybe sitting on the fence going, you know, I am in maybe a full-time job and I don't know if I could do it, or I'm scared to make the jump, or I've been doing this full-time for a bit, but I just don't know if it's working the way that I maybe anticipated it was going to work. Like, why should someone be unapologetic about going forward and trying to break the creative struggle the way that you have and are continuing to do?
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't do it, like, you're never going to get that opportunity. You're never going to get that chance. You have to take a risk in order to see some success. There's always going to be, and this is like one of the best places that you can take a risk, because there's a community of people that are all taking risks. And that's so encouraging to be
risk takers.
Around.
Yeah, right? 100%. And, well, it makes your risk actually feel less like a risk.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Sure. Like, what you do, I don't see as a risk at all. I mean, you worked 30% of your year last year on your business and you made 100K. You might have felt like that was a risk. I don't think that's a risk. I think that's pretty dang impressive, right? But it's like when we get around people, as you said, our risks become less looking like risks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just need to take that step to invest in yourself. Mm. Like, it feels like a lot. I was nervous to join the mastermind, and then I was even more nervous to join the inner circle, but because I wasn't sure, like, if I was there, I was doubting myself.
Mm.
But now after doing it, man, I feel so encouraged. I feel so like I am filled with clarity to move forward and actually like take this year by the reins and just be like, we're going for this.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, bro. Well, I'm excited for this year for you, dude. Let's get it. So
it.
Thanks for being on the pod, and we're going to get you back on soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Alrighty, such a good conversation with Colin. I hope that was so beneficial to you.
as a photographer or filmmaker, learning how to navigate that conversation of, hey, can we do something for free, something for trade, for product? I hope Colin's advice to you was so helpful. If you love this episode, the best thing you can do is click the share button, send it to another photographer, send it to another filmmaker who would benefit from this, right? That's the best way for somebody else in your network, a friend of yours, to also figure out how to solve this problem. I would love if you would stop by on social and just hit up Colin and say, hey man, thanks so much for jumping on the podcast and giving me some advice. This is the best way to thank our guests, is by just going and giving them a little bit of social love. Go follow him for sure, because his stuff is incredible. If you ever want to look at just amazing food being made in the most incredibly beautiful places that you'd never think about making that food, he is the guy to follow too. That guy makes incredible meals in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. Awesome, dude. And then just quick reminder, guys, this week is a huge week. We got the Mastermind waitlist applications going out at the end of the week, but we also have something just as exciting, which is our completely free, our Sell Like a Six-Figure live workshop happening on Thursday, February 15th at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you're listening to this podcast prior to that date, please join us. It's going to be so fun. I would love to see you there. We're just going to go off about sales, and sales is undeniably one of the probably core three or four things that you need to learn in your business in order for you actually to grow a six-figure business. So I'd love to see you there. Again, I'm Joey from Creative Rise. Thanks so much for being on the pod today, and we will see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.